been a busy day in Washington. A federal judge has sent the president's former campaign chairman, Paul Manafort, to jail as he awaits trial. And earlier this morning, President Trump gave a freewheeling impromptu interview and press conference on the White House lawn. Here's what he told Fox News' Steve Doocy about two immigration bills the House will consider next week.
I'm looking at both of them. I certainly wouldn't sign the more moderate
one. What does the bill have to have
in it? I need a bill that gives this country tremendous border security. I have to have that. We have to get rid of catch and release.
Does that mean the wall?
We have to have the wall. If we don't have the wall, there's no bill.
Joining us now is NPR White House correspondent Scott Horsley. Hi, Scott.
Hi, Jeremy.
And first, let's talk about this news on Paul Manafort. Prosecutors had accused him of witness tampering related to charges that came out of the Russia investigation. Now, today, a judge sent him to jail until the trial. What does this mean for President Trump, for Paul Manafort?
Well, for Paul Manafort, it means he's going to spend the time awaiting trial behind bars rather than out on bail, which he had been. The judge said that Manafort had abused the trust placed in him. And she said that he had done harm to the administration of justice, harm to the integrity of the justice system. As you say, Manafort was accused of reaching out to potential witnesses in the case. His lawyer asked the judge, "Well, can't you just tell us who he should not talk to, and he'll do that?" And the judge wasn't having that and sent him off to spend his time behind bars.
And there's fear now on the part of some that this is going to put pressure on him to maybe say more to prosecutors than he otherwise would have.
Well, that's been, I think, the concern from the Trump faction all along, that this case against Manafort is really a case that is designed to put the squeeze on him in hopes that he would tell prosecutors, the special counsel, what he might know about President Trump and his campaign.
As we mentioned, Scott, one of the big headlines to come out of that impromptu interview and press conference on the White House lawn today was that the president saying he will not sign compromise legislation on immigration that's expected to come up next week in Congress. What does that mean?
Well, this has surely caused some teeth gnashing among legislative leaders because this was a bill that the quote unquote moderate version of the immigration bill that the president was asked about is a bill that has been crafted with direct involvement from the Trump administration. It includes many of the provisions that Trump has said he wants in an immigration bill, that is, funding for the border wall, an end to the visa lottery, restrictions on family-based or chain migration. That's on the legal side. And it would also provide a path to legal status for the so-called dreamers, that is, the young people who were brought to the country illegally as children. This was a bill that the White House was involved in crafting. It wasn't at all clear that it could pass before. If, in fact, the president is against it, it has no chance. But it's not really clear that the president knew what was being asked or knew what was in the bill when he answered that question. It was typical of much of this impromptu interview and press gaggle the president had with you know, very factually challenged, almost incoherent at moments.
The president also talked in this thing about his administration's policy that separates the children of those crossing the border illegally from their parents. Here he is speaking to reporters.
The children can be taken care of quickly, beautifully, and immediately. The Democrats forced that law upon our nation. I hate it. I hate to see separation of parents and children. The Democrats can come to us as they actually are, in all fairness, we are talking to them, and they can change the whole border security.
What is he talking about there, Scott, that the Democrats forced the law upon our nation?
I'm not sure what he's talking about, Jeremy, but it's simply not the case that Democrats put this policy in place. It was a policy that was put in place. It was first suggested by John Kelly when he was head of the Homeland Security Department, now White House Chief of Staff. And it's specifically designed to discourage families from trying to cross the border illegally. The administration wants it known in Central America that families coming across the border illegally will be separated in hopes that would deter those illegal crossings. But it's not in any way required by law. Perhaps what the president is talking about is that it is the case that children can be held for only a limited amount of time. And, of course, adults can be held for a longer period of time. So maybe that's the justification. But it is certainly the Trump administration and not Democrats or law right. that have forced this policy.
Scott, just a few seconds left. But, you know, this was very unusual. The president does not give formal press conferences very often. But do you think this is what we're going to see in the future is he just decides, you know, to walk out there and talk to reporters who haven't had any chance to prepare any questions for him.
Yeah, this is really just a long version of what we see from this president very often, which is, especially addressing a friendly news outlet, spreading his own version right. of the facts and not getting very much pushback.
It's NPR White House correspondent Scott Horsley. Scott, thank you.
You're welcome, Jeremy.